Jones now.
Capital 263.
Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over, it ain't over. Try to make a back of memory over and over. Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over, it ain't over. Can't find a single piece of me, game over.
X-rated meltdown.
Yeah!
Yeah!
What up, people? Welcome to the Hangover.
Welcome to it, guys. What's up?
My name is the Queen Dre, and I'm chilling with
Lana. This never hate.
And today we've got a not so special guest. I know we always have special guests, but I have this one.
Yeah.
This one is not even worth shit. You ain't worth shit, nigga. What up?
What's happening,
the
people?
Trial to me. Trial to me.
You're going down to my level. I'm like, it's, yeah. What up?
How you?
What's up?
How you doing?
Yay! At least I'm doing something right in my life. People miss me. Mm. I missed you too.
Mm. I don't think you did.
Genuinely, I did. You stood me up, but then I still miss you.
Listen, we're still underway.
Yes, people. So if you're joining us for the first time, The Hangover is that place that pierces the veil of the Bauer culture. And you know that we are hosted by the Capital 263 every Thursday on Iono FM. Iono.fm, actually. And on iTunes, just search for Capital 263. Free to say it.
Free to
do it. And so this week we are going to be talking about whether or not you rather be called before or after the club guans. Like, which like, which situation do you want to be? Do you want to be the before the Bauer situation or after the Bauer?
Prom or the girl he calls after he drops off the girl he went
to? I don't even know. Yes, and we'll also be talking about how to keep it cool after a hookup. Things tend to get a bit sticky after.
After what?
After a hookup.
Why are they sticky?
Like, there's just too much cheese all over the shit. You're like, what? Sticky, sticky. Yes, escatum. But before that, let's head over to withdrawals and talk about what to expect this festive season.
Yep. You can come to my family.
What is the difference with family?
The rents and yeah,
siblings.
And these specials.
So but on a real, I think on the 25th, very few. But I know Sangao Buda Maneru.
Yeah.
But during the day, everybody's like, and I want to go down the skies and just chill with my
that's
family and stuff.
Like,
and I don't
I'll
even know
sick.
What I'm going to do.
I'll be sick. No, you
know,
I'm
going to go home.
Yeah, we'll link up.
I
know, right? I don't think she wants me because all my siblings are out of the country. They're not around. Didn't they understand? So
that's why she wants you to represent all of the other ones.
No, I'm not representing. No.
Representing. Yeah, we were working. Yeah. Trotsmith brought us to work at 9 in the morning.
Yeah, we were working. It was lit.
There's a lituation.
Alone, and she didn't give me.
Oh, that's where it was lit.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I give you a bit.
I don't tip a shash cap. So don't yep.
No, John Cole gave you that.
John Cole, but
John Cole is your plug.
Thank you, John Cole. But this one, Shabwari, apangane the whole tip onto yourself, bro. She didn't even. Even. Can I bone so sharp?
And then didn't Zara shame. But. Ka fried rice ke pa shift you gonna eat.
Ready to taste it. It nice though.
Oof. Yes. Yes. Feel it. It's here.
Wanna walk on
it's at some point. I loved it. Even Jungkook loved it. I gave him a bit.
You see, it wasn't my highlight was John Co. Because Ndova Kajka. The whole team, the whole crew, bruh.
Behind the scenes.
When they were eating, she can tell them behind the scenes. I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay.
But what is life, fam?
She can tell them behind the scenes.
Oh, shit.
You guys work all weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. I worked in a show with my man.
So no one went to
RSVP. Kasper, come Ah, it's okay.
Na Prince.
Ah.
I wonder how it was. Before I left home, I could hear a good like noise from my house.
Because you stay close to it.
Yeah, I stay
above
there. HICC is literally
from
my window, not
what you see
from my bedroom. I suck up, but they didn't show. When some people are performing, you must speak as a good hip-hop, I can't get much. When certain artists are performing, they literally do that.
Certain
no
artists
joke.
Like cheese.
For example, I heard Enzo Nigo. I heard Enzo.
So do you love?
Enzo, Aisha.
Enzo, but Enzo. Pera.
Satao Pera.
Wait.
Did you see the latest item?
Satao
Pera, sure. Enzo didn't
do it, could I say? I know Bones didn't do it, but...
But this is what it meant,
I give up. You know what? When you're trying to convince somebody who's already made up their mind.
In a comic pastor. But in the kitchen, the gens won't because of what?
And the Buddha, food, but it's parents in Bava.
Because Bavanga Bachi.
But listen, that's not even the whole point of those. My nigga. So you're just hating.
I'm not hating. Mm-hmm.
I was going to be a paint per line. Comic pastor for Abuda.
Because I know the song is saying,
Comic pastor now, somebody shouts outside, Mbava, Mbava, and then Comic pastor is like, Dinimony, Dabuda. And then he goes out, and then
it's like, you play the song.
What were you doing?
I see you are fans of Enzo.
So what is your name, Manong?
I didn't do much.
Do you say getting laid?
I said getting laid.
Getting laid.
What? Okay.
Okay.
Hey. All right, guys.
So here's what I expect. On the 24th of November 2011, there's going to be a beer marathon in Wabulawai at the Hatsfield Sports Stadium. And it's going to be featuring Twamban, Umalum Kuket, yes, and ASAP as well as Berita. So get your tickets. Advanced tickets are available at $15 and 200 rand and VIP going for $25 and 350 rand. At the gate, ordinary tickets will be going for $10 or 150 rand and VIP will be going for $35 or 450 rand. Oh yeah, advanced tickets, ordinary tickets for two is $15. Yeah, so do that thing and have a beer marathon or whatever the thing them called. And then also expect the wine, cheese and beer dash happening at Bushman Rock on the 17th of November. And registration is on the 14th and 16th of November 2018. Start time is 6:30 a.m. and the distances will be 7 kilometers and 15 kilometers. It's $20 for you to participate and $20 for you to enter. Entertainment is going to be provided by Prayer Soul, Nyasha David, and Fusion 5, as well as an Bri after party after all of that. And then Zimbabwe Mbira Festival is hosting something at Mukovisi Woodlands all day on Saturday, 8 December 2018, celebrating our heritage through the Mbira. There'll be an open mic, Mbira performances, traditional food, and traditional games. So make sure to make a date for that. What else should you be expecting? Yes, the Phil's concert on the 17th of November at Newlands Country Club, starting from 1. Yes, yes. She said it. I wanted to say on the 17th of November as well, fireworks is going to be on. So for everybody who loves St. John's.
Okay. When? Yes,
on the 17th.
Fireworks.
Yes, they are actually. Yeah,
you know, I can see those fireworks on them at my place.
I remember during my school
Yes, it's become a culture. And a lot of people love it, even when where they keep going. So the fireworks are on at 7:30 p.m. And they'll be happening at Thorn Park Polo Grounds, which is in along Mazoe Road. So expect entertainment from the movement starting at 5 p.m., St. John's College Bagpipe Band at 7 p.m. and Evicted at 8 p.m. The gates open at 3:30 Mascati for bar and catering, as well as prices going for $10 for adults and $5 for kids under 12. A family ticket, which includes two adults and three children, goes for $25. And no cooler boxes are expected. What did you just say, boo?
Yeah,
boo. Nah. And then there's going to be a live performance by Poi and Jaw Signal during the Jaya album tour in Gwabulawayo. And this is going to be happening at the Vista at Pioneer House, and it's $5 to get you in. And so it's on Saturday, the 22nd of December, as we celebrate Unity Day.
Shout out to December babies, by the way.
Shout out.
Shut up.
All right.
Shout out to myself.
All right. So there's going to be Madari Rano by the body slam at the Takashinga Cricket Club in Highfield on the 22nd of December. Admission is free, so you can go and have an open space kind of feel. Also expect Women, Wine and Words, a one-day festival at Theatre in the Park on the 17th of November from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And Davido will be performing in Doha, Qatar on the 6th of December. So just go to www.davidoindoha.com so that you have all the information. It's in the UAE. So that is it, fam. If you want to lead your Christmas, I've given you like a lineup of stuff to expect. I hope it'll be enough. Catch us in the next segment. Kuma mira mama mabia ya ini yangu mota ya mira panse apa ya uya kuti ini ndi garenda mamu kwete kungo mamira mamira mchingo mamira mamira kuma mira kuma mama mabia. This song is dope as fuck. This song is a mood.
It is definitely a mood.
I love it. I wish we would be playing the song in December when we do the thing
with your family.
With my guys, Kumbagwele is so Christian. My mom doesn't even want us, like,
Kutumangwe mabia.
Kutumangwe mabia. Kumamira kumamwa.
Kumamira kumamira. What? Guys, you're
not... Kutumamira kumamwa.
Okay, it's fine.
All right, so welcome to the buzz.
Should I also be saying
audible?
Finally.
I'm finally audible.
Guys, Langanga stems on mic. If she sounds funny before, it's not even
I'm
me.
Sorry,
it's
not our fault. My mic was.
I'm
the one who realized it.
And then you just switch off your bloody
but
mic.
I'm back on game, son. It's okay.
Yeah. So today on The Buzz, what are we talking about? Would you rather be cold before or after the club mission? Like, what do you prefer? Do you prefer for people to call you Vachiena Mafara and Vachiba?
Who's calling me though? Who is it?
Your girl.
My girl.
Person for that particular night.
My person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you rather go, you know, you guys hook up or smash before? Moenda mese kuba. Oh, I don't. There are three scenarios.
Yeah.
There's either you know hook up before bawa and then each one goes. You end up bawa. You end up bawa. Then the second one is you go together. You hook up before, then you go together, spend the night together.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is you get called after. Which one would you prefer?
Which situation would I prefer?
And why?
Okay. Because after now, guy, like, she's been dancing and all that, and dancing.
And what?
And dancing.
Suck. Okay. You keep saying dance. What do you mean?
Like, I always say this, and I've been saying this for a while. Like, if you let your girl go out and date guys, like, I reckon they'll marinate whatever.
Do you know what? I knew you were going to say that. Okay, so you're saying you don't want after because I think I marinate going to move.
No, marinating, Kungo marinator, bruv. It's just like there's nothing deep happening. It's just getting it ready.
Soft.
So when she comes over now,
So you're picking the third one?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
He wants it already marinated.
So you want it easier for you?
Not easier. Like, I'm all about a person, so like, yeah, go have fun and stuff, and then just come back.
So what about, what if...
Then come to daddy.
What if she wants to fuck before she goes?
No. Why?
Why are you saying no?
If she wants to go. If she wants to fuck and then...
Yo, ATG, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going out tonight, but... So can we link up before?
Okay. Yeah. Dope.
Nah, the only thing,
joke,
is now I've said.
No, you said it.
Say it nicely. Yeah. I have to ask for it. Don't say it.
I'm not
the matter of
right there. I don't know. Look at that boy.
So, I do
want to
marinate.
What the fuck?
Yes!
But.
I'm not ready for this.
Was it ready?
Not ready.
Would you think it would make sense for someone else?
Because, yeah. Because, yeah, or.
You know what I mean?
Kids.
No, let's stop it. Don't fight it.
Our past episodes is evident.
What do you mean? Because it's all triggered.
Because it's you, bro.
Dre, you never want to say, it's always like, Inini, I don't do that anymore.
Exactly, so bro.
Since in my memory, out of it. Yeah, but he never denied it. He never refused to put himself in the situation.
Funny stuff, it actually happened before.
Yeah.
Like, I was working, I was shooting
What are we talking about right now? Before I ask you to shut up.
Let me just shut up.
Thanks. I knew he was going to bring this up. And ATG keeps saying it. I keep marinating you. I'm like.
No. It's not about you.
Every time something happens, and there's me and ATG, he's like, but bruh, I'm marinating.
He thinks he's marinating everybody. Okay.
The moment I pick up my phone, I'm like, yeah, you know what? My fiance is on his way. I'm going to go to my fiance. He's like, what do you mean?
What situation would you think makes sense?
I'm a veteran of after. I feel like, you know, when you go to the club and, you know, whether you're with the person or not with the person, it's a nice environment. You get to relax and stuff. So it gives you a nice starter to it, you know. Yeah, I think, yeah, it gives you a nice starter so that you can finish your end with, like, the rupture and everything. But I don't know, man. Like, I mean, once I'm in the bed, it's over.
It's over.
I'm not about to get out of bed, and then go out.
I like first and after, before and after. Going to the club together, we can do. Like, I don't mind, but like, I feel like, I don't know. I just prefer before and after. But mostly after, because.
So is it one person or is two different people?
It will.
Was not ready for that.
Oh, shit. Listen.
Uh-huh.
Hidden.
Problem, you know, yeah, I think Gaga's one. I find that especially because there are two niggas in one night because of inconsistent.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yes, mommy. School me.
If the situation is good, maybe like, why I'm hitting up this nigga first? Because I probably won't afterwards. About it. His, you know, and then
his what?
What?
If it's his girlfriend or if it's other person, I don't know.
Girlfriend,
okay. His mother.
Is okay.
Or his sister, or his aunt, or his but usually
his cousin.
You know, and then, but then also if it's, listen, if I'm going to go to the club and let's just say I've, you know, I hit someone up before and I got some before I went out and then I meet someone at the club and then it's true fire.
But then it's now different. For you now, it's not before, after, it's now during.
I work out.
It's a journey now.
After, during, and through marinating, and if we're done, with whatever. Then after,
so it did happen.
Yeah.
But isn't like our question centered around, is somebody that you already have on your hand type of thing. Like you already, in your mind, you're already thinking, ATG is probably the marination master.
Please, some fudge. Artist.
Master of marination.
No. I am the marinator.
Yes, the marinator!
So, you just know, because I'm going to go be safe if she's around me.
And the very good thing about ATG is he does door deliveries.
Die the marinator.
And you will leave you where you found you. Or he will leave you where you asked to be left.
Yeah. But okay, so you're saying
I'm having the time of my life.
Clearly.
So you're saying it doesn't really apply if you met at the club?
Nah. I mean that's an answer for another question.
That's true.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess I'm saying all situations I'm down for, really.
Mm-hmm.
But after makes a lot more sense because, like you say, you know, I've marinated myself. I've been marinated probably because Shaina I stay marinated myself. That's my major issue. But like, so yeah, it makes sense. Then just don't go Shiganika, you know. Listen, I'm late already.
But the thing with that, it's kind of scary. Kumanje uvongona mungu kupawa. But man, she couldn't come here like a bond, she did not marinate cook, and then
I imagine I might have a book appointment.
Okay,
it depends. It's either
you need to
reschedule or reschedule. But then you have to be smart because can I want to go and
yeah.
Chances are you don't know what this nigga's dick is like. You see appointment now, you will close the MSC. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes you just are so in the mood where you want something that you already know is going to be the shit. Yeah. It's going to hit the spot.
Who's the MSC things actually?
Saga, I think sometimes you need. It's a very tricky. It's a very tricky game.
Guys, the thing. It's just tricky.
It's hella tricky.
Started on next year, Tutunga by a Tessa boy.
Boya.
Kubaya
Kumarora.
Tessa.
Yeah.
Nan.
Messi. Langa, you be the driver.
Oh wow! Oh,
this means you stay in the car.
I could see when you're literally trying to shut me. Why? You think I went up with you? Well, okay.
Anyway.
You don't even know why to get on Aurora.
For the wine.
For the wine.
We don't need this drama.
But which one do you think is less complex?
I mean after always. It's like, guys, it's okay for you to eat during and after, but I feel like after is the best.
Mm-hmm. But after, we are also dark or boyish, or good, you also
must have a daughter. But you know what? There's just something spontaneous about before.
Sorry?
There's something spontaneous about before.
I can see that. I can see that.
But before where? Like before in the car or before at home?
But before manja, I'm just going to faster. I got to quick here.
I got to go quick.
But I'm saying, why are we being so quick to assume it's a quickie?
Because we prefer cookies, right?
Okay, that's what your stamina allows me.
Because at least you know you've got most of your clothes on.
Makeup,
and then he gets like, no, baby. But I wash up. But Butter bagla
bad. But I don't know. I want to go on the
What will be on
this? Yeah.
I know
Listen, I know I'm gonna get horny when I'm marinating myself and being marinated, so I'm still gonna need after. But just because I don't know,
I think Langani kamuka glow kanu zumboita after.
Langani before the pakat in after. Halfway. Halfway, bro.
Because the fun thing is you're not even denying it.
It's true. Because honestly, if you know this person is getting consistent.
But to be very honest with you guys, this is why one of the reasons why I've got a personal dick holder. Because inconsistent.
Just owning it.
It's very frustrating. We're not in a relationship. We're just trying to fuck. Why? Why? Do you need to make this complicated?
I guess it just, you know what?
Let's just go to the next segment because that's already. That's telling with the next topic.
Hey, sure. No idea.
Stay tuned for the trumpet. Hear the drums, they swing low. And the trumpets, they go. Trumpets, there you go. Yeah, the trumpets, there you go.
Hey, so.
X-rated mama of the power pump.
She's lit.
Alright, guys, let's just take this moment to say a big shut up to
shut up
to Langa and to Trultimate for the mad thing.
Moment of silence.
I don't tell you. But we're now in the trumpet, guys. Tell us. Let us know. How do you keep it cool after a hookup? Because obviously, but it's my one night stand, guys.
Yeah.
Imagine which mukone hangover. You don't know where you are. Whose house is this? You know the name of the person next to you.
You don't even know which side of earth you are, bro.
You don't know how you got there in the first place. How?
And you're like, where was I in this equation?
What has been happening in my life?
But I think in terms of like keeping a cool, but you know, after hookup, I think it just depends on are you guys on the same page. Because I feel like that's where it all starts, confusion about Wanda. I feel like same page before, during, after. Oh my god. Let it go. Wow. Anyway. No, it's like same page. Like before you guys start looking up, like, you know. But like, if it's a situation whereby like manonga na mubawa, do you know what I mean? I feel like that's an obvious one. Like, unless if you then end up asking each other for each other's numbers, do you know what I mean? But like, I don't know. I just feel like it depends if you guys are on the same page.
I feel like, you know, it goes better. Two ways. It goes in the way of saying, is this person your friend, or at least do you know them? Or is it like actually a person that you met in the club and you guys are like filling each other, whatever, and that's how, you know, you ended up in this person's bed. And but I don't want to assume it's a negative because you know each other. Am I sorry?
The oddness, the weirdness, or the awkwardness comes when or when you know you're in the same social, you're gonna see each other again. I feel like that's when it becomes, because I feel like
when it's your ex. Let's just talk about that, though. No. Mm. Like, if you fuck your ex, don't you wake up like, what hit my head?
But like, how is being awkward about it going to make anything easy?
Because you already told yourself, I'm done with this nigga. I'm so done.
Yeah, listen.
And then you wake up in his arms like,
go beat
yourself
what Shigamurumba for. But like, when you're around the person, for what? Because listen, end of the day, awkwardness. Because I always say, a situation is never awkward. It's people that make it awkward.
Ayosha, yo, first of all, ex-boyfriend. Baita drama. And it's... Baita drama, chairo.
Where are you?
Sorry?
Where are you when this drama is happening?
No, I'm like, all right, while you guys are in a relationship, there's like this huge drama that makes you guys break up. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some embarrassing shit, guys. And when people break up, they tend to hurt each other's feelings.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, chichi, ndosaka wasn't gonna die, so, and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Yeah, because you're hurt and you're really, yeah. And then that's the same person you find like yourself like, oh my gosh, I'm so weak. And usually you're beating yourself up. And because as human beings, some of us don't know how to process the emotions very well. You're angry at yourself, but you end up angry at Absalom. Why did you take advantage of me? Hey, what is this? And Absalom is just like, but you opened my zip. You're like, no, you have no right. Sister, you opened my zip.
Okay, clearly, with exes, okay, let's not use exes. I feel like with exes,
they're automatically
emotional.
No, every time you have sex with a girl, there's some kind of emotion.
No, that's not true.
Bruh, have you seen your glow after the D?
My glow doesn't mean it's emotional.
You are so happy, my girl.
It doesn't mean it's emotional.
I'm like, oh, Sachi.
It's physically fit. That will help me. We want to respond. I would, yes!
Guys,
it doesn't mean my head emotional.
On something.
No, I mean, like, just because I'm going for a dig, it doesn't mean it's emotional.
Like, what did you do before you came here?
This role,
girl.
Mm-hmm.
Creary.
We see that.
But our ex is another whole story. Exactly.
But I feel like shit is always weird. Like, even, alright, even
if it goes down with an ex, if your ex has spirits, you could have. But I've got some of my exes, they don't go to Abra. Even if she's naked, I'm just like, oh. I'm like, alright.
Wow.
Like, for real. Like, legit. Legit,
oh.
I'm just like, oh, okay, you're naked. Okay, can excuse
your
like legit. Like,
I know. Haven't you had a situation where you fuck someone and you guys have been in a situation for a while, and then you get to a point where you're literally over that person to the point where you're done fucking with this dick? So I get him. Munagadaro, if you stand in front of me, I'm just like, listen, you're hard, but okay.
Okay.
And then what?
And then what?
I really do understand.
Why like
care?
For real though. Like
I mean, yeah. So
wait, ask my ex okay, so don't go mad at boys, is that see?
No.
Yeah.
You know what? You guys just painted the picture. And wow. Yeah?
Right. Does that my ex consider now as well? Because my ex is.
Okay, let's pick this. Let me paint you a scenario. A scenario where you guys are friends. Let's say friends and you guys are in the same social circle.
Yeah.
You know, chances are if you're going to a chill at Ningi's house, I'm going to come into Ningi. Then you hook up with someone like that. Why can't we just continue as normal afterwards? Could you and we then see each other tomorrow morning and a bold boyfriend? 20 attributes. Do you know what I mean? Like, why does it suddenly have
this to is what I'm saying. And Langa, you refuse to appreciate this point. But do you know what sometimes niggas catch feelings?
What?
Is that even you? Langa, you know people in your DMs who are like, Langa.
Yeah, I do.
Hey.
But like,
somebody, if you guys are fucking, somebody's gonna catch something.
No, but listen.
And that's the shit that makes you
like, you've got whatever you put, but like, at the end of the day, but we, you can still be civil even though you've caught whatever.
I think what you're saying, ka, is like ordering you're ordering a pizza and you're like, no, I want this pizza. Then you finish the whole bloody box by yourself and you're like, and all good. But that's what you ordered. I don't know, guys.
Kuti, when shit becomes always because someone has, are you saying it's always because someone has coffee?
I'm saying Kuti, it's one reason. It's one reason because obviously the one person has different expectations from another. And telling the other person these expectations is not going to fruit to anything. My feelings keep to themselves. Because after time when someone is just giving you attitude, it's either they care too much or they don't care. And something has driven them to those extent. Okay. To that extent.
In my question was, okay, how did you hook up? Chicha itika kudushono zomuzo pezo ya mada.
Pangwa chill session. Yeah. And we're smoking or we're drinking or whatever. Next thing you... Oof, yes, daddy. You just pass by me and I just catch a whiff of your deodorant.
Okay, well, all right.
Oh, wow.
And then I noticed kudushono zomuzo driver na babati.
Buddy. You know, niggas are always horny. And then niggas just pull up and he's like, yo, what's up? And you're like, ah.
Do you know what's funny? She was telling me, complaining about how I'm too detailed. Like, my experiences with her. She's out here giving us
perfume.
You guys
just asked. Nah. No. Continue.
Need to paint a picture. Somebody put your session. Everybody's like hanging or whatever. And then, you know, he pulls your hand to the... You know, like, how they show us on the Jamaican videos.
And then she says, switch it. Could I say, we know. Jamaican video, you
pick.
Jamaican video, you pick. Who is Ziva Shah? Okay, wait, guys. Well, I think
you're watching.
I want you to look at my music videos. Anna, Cranium, Conscious.
I would be so brugge. What is a brugge?
Guys, but you get the moral.
But I was wrong, but in the uncle video, I said, I'm going to go. It's okay.
Anyway,
but yeah.
So you're watching Jamaican porn.
Someone was in Kazee or whatever, and then anyway, you guys end up hooking up. And then imagine why you hook up with your dad and you say, maybe I'm going high. And then you wake up in the morning and you're like, voila! I want a brugge.
It doesn't happen to me. Like,
why did
like
you?
No, it doesn't happen to you because you've got common sense.
Why? Okay.
Hey, Langa.
I feel like this episode is really attacking.
Like,
anyway,
but I didn't say.
I'm letting it go. I really am. I was going to say, why are you asking? Why? How did you hook up? Like, what was your point?
Because I feel like Batangra Zaitaka is no so end up kuchen so how are you gonna feel after it?
No,
that's how. Of course, those are kind of if chakatanga. Let's say if you were drunk and all, you blame it on like we're drunk and stuff. But kadamato we ran over tango to get asha.
I feel like why it's then awkward is because matangira asha eta ne reaction ya kutika afterwards as screen dinner. I think that's what then makes it awkward because honestly, kana matangira na muri bo, the more reason you know afterwards,
to be cool.
You know what I'm saying? But because matangira na pamwe like what Dre is saying, you're both lit, you're under the influence, and it, for example, and yours are like you get it on. Then later you wake up and you realize I was not meant for this person.
Yeah.
I feel like how you then react after putting all those, you know, things together is then what then determines the awkwardness or the weirdness. And I think for like, okay, fine, Dre, you said emotions, right?
My feelings are involved.
Let's look at something else that could cause awkwardness besides feelings. What else would you guys think could cause awkwardness? I feel like for me, it's when you just realize you fucked the wrong, like that was wrong.
Wrong department, wrong list. But what about if you just like out of sheer embarrassment?
What do you mean?
Like you're literally embarrassed
that you fucked
your work colleague, for instance. at a Christmas party.
Colleague,
yeah. And shit just goes south real quick. And he's like, "Sharp, but I thought we were cool." And you're like, "Eh,
we're not cool." Okay, cool. Not cool. Cool in terms of wanting to do it again, or
like we're just cool, cool like that.
Back to
like there are niggas.
Back to zero.
Sure, there are people who can go back to being friends and saying hi and stuff.
Yeah.
But you're out there like.
But
I can't
then, okay,
do
my
this.
Question is: at the end of the day, you're saying you can't do this, but if you guys are work colleagues, how do you then expect to even be civil at work if you if you're saying?
Don't judge John. Go to fun guys. Just over to go nyara on.
Aiyah, but kuita awkward. Agus kubatira chino. Go waste situation.
Do you know reaction? You can't say to people react like this.
But you all fun guys are react. That's what I'm saying.
Aiyah, people don't do that. People react and then they think.
We're telling people to do.
Yeah.
Do it. Think before you react. You react.
No, you that doesn't work. Like that's
no. What I'm saying is that's what we should practice.
It's not possible.
Don't say it's not possible. Say it's a challenge. Don't say it's not
possible. No, it's not actually. It's not actually possible. Because your cognitive and your reactions are two different things.
Okay, you're going more balanced, girl.
Yeah,
I meant it simply.
Like, okay.
Really simple terms.
Oh, it's not a language. Chemistry is this from
no,
the brain.
No, okay, what I mean is in like, you know, like how, okay, for example, I wake up and I realize, fuck, you know, I fucked my co-host, for example. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Right?
Huh?
Who's
no, rich? No. Another example.
Who's a male, babes? It's okay.
Yeah, but he's sitting right there and I don't want the picture in my head. Get
who
out.
Says he's the
what?
Dre.
No, wait, Dre, why are you taking his hair, though?
We have a dope book, but anyway. And what? I wake up and I realize I fucked my boss. Right. And
I'm not her boss, by the way.
Dre, you're sick.
Dre, are you trying to run away from the fact that you and I could hook up?
Can I be there?
Yeah.
Can I just watch?
Okay, never mind. Because we are anyone
else.
But I wake up and I realize I fucked my boss.
Mm-hmm.
Pagadaro, you know, you see that I feel like there's kind of time to think before I react.
Because,
no, I just woke up right.
You know,
like I need to keep my composure. Because when about,
hey, you're going to keep your composure, and this, but my composure, I'm more going to shit.
But at the end of the day, what I'm saying is,
let me tell you what you're gonna do.
Not today, no.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you what you're going to do.
The flight, your
let me tell you what you're gonna do. You're going to tiptoe out of that motherfucker. And hide from your boss for as long as look at those one after 1 week.
Boss?
I don't know. Okay, listen. I think
you're avoiding him.
No, I think the conclusion
because competition doesn't come easy to people.
I think jumping in and people will see and I'm really under my image.
So let's just say, you fuck your boss.
Wake up the next day, and usually, catch in charge of the person when if I'm sleeping over, I end up sleeping over with the guys or whatever. When I wake up.
I'm angry.
I want to be in my own space. We'll probably it depends. If we have morning sex, that's cool. But then like afterwards I just wanna go home. I want my own space. I just wanna that's the kind of person I am. Unless we're regulars and we're like used to chilling like that, then maybe I'll chill with you, but still at some point I'm gonna go home. So I'll probably wake up, change, kinda you know, if he's taking me home, if I'm taking myself home, then I go. You know, life goes on. I feel like being awkward is a waste of time. It's only making things awkward for yourself more than it is making it awkward for the next person.
I mean,
I'm lost.
You weren't even trying to stay
alone.
Okay, so
shut up.
Shut up. But
the last thing that should come out of your mouth is I'm lost. When somebody runs and then all of a sudden he's lost. I don't believe.
But do you think there are certain rules or things that people can do to avoid awkwardness afterwards?
Don't do it.
Just
don't do the deed.
Fight it.
That's cheating.
Fight it.
You're not even
think about bundles. Buy bundles.
I don't know what's that. When you buy Twitter, about Instagram, forget it.
We'll go on other websites.
Wow. Anyway, I think otherwise.
And help yourself.
I feel like first and foremost, know what page you're on. Try and, you know, at least clarify what page you're on. If you are, it's a position where you guys get to talk about it low-key before. Know at least if you guys are on the same, because I feel like once you are, automatically that whole awkward thing comes. Kind of matron was under this and we're here to just fuck.
But there's no time you could move to Sisana could change the just okay.
And then I think you're also underestimating.
Anyway, I didn't want to marinate something, but like,
I think you're underestimating, you know, what happens when two people are trying to understand each other. It doesn't come easy. Like, you all know go nongo shoti page runde. The reason why half the time you're frustrated about shit that happens in your life is because the other person is not getting you. So it's very difficult for you to be on one page with somebody.
No, but I
and
feel like it's only
just because you're not on one page doesn't mean you don't have to play together.
Huh? What?
Just because we're not on one page. Damn! You know, like I've been saying when they do these kitchen parties.
I don't know. I've never been to a kitchen party, but please paint the picture to me.
They'll be like, Askana, Karamatama, Samura Daddy, whatever. I saw me, and you're like,
we're old. Why are you going to kitchen parties though?
Because I'm old. So, yeah. So stuff like
but,
that.
You know, some people find
stimulating. Yeah.
But wait, you haven't answered that. How do you handle it, the awkwardness? But I feel like you don't have awkward moments.
I feel like she feels like she doesn't. But
I think for me,
I think she knows how to make awkward moments.
I do. Listen, I feel like for me, I've been teaching you before. Quandini is not awkward, but those are the ways that for the nigga.
Which is my one up
for him. No. But Quandini, I'm floating. Do you know what I mean? Only later do they realize for the guy. For me, I just literally, I choose to, like I said, for me, I feel like it's a waste of time being awkward. Like, at the end of the day, life goes on. So, I always just try and just. Do you know what I mean?
If
we're seeing each other,
the
next day we're seeing each other
on
the next day. Like, I just, let's just keep it white and black. Like, why are we trying to put color in it?
For and I've got two awkward moments right now that I don't want to add more to it, bro. Like,
huh?
When I see them, I'm like,
why is
what are we talking about right now?
He's talking about this awkward situation.
Why you catch up? We.
No, I'm just surprised that you never told me these issues. So now let's talk about them. Yeah,
it's fine.
Okay, I'm joking. What made it?
No, because it's an awkward situation because it wasn't supposed to happen. It happened.
Ooh. And then, so how are you dealing with it? Did you take her home, marinate?
But I won't lie to you. Okay, I had a situation.
Did you? Yes. No. Maybe.
I took it home early in the morning, brother. Like, I need to go to work early, so I'm going to take it around 3 a.m. Like, I've got my people, I'm like, yo, bro, call me right now and say you need me at work. Because we don't want that.
Was the sex that bad?
It was awkward, please.
So it wasn't bad, was it?
Hello, people.
So I'm going to say you always feel awkward.
You know what I mean? Because like, how did it? As awkward as if it was not you just, meant to happen, but you got hurt.
I realized it as soon as I entered. I was like, I promise you. That's when I was like 3 a.m.
Okay,
sleeping,
when you realized you're in some weird pussy, it was suddenly awkward.
This is interesting. Revelation!
But yeah, I was saying, I won't lie. I've had a situation where, like what you're saying, you fucking thought meant to happen. I think the only reason why I felt awkward is because I wasn't sure how he was going to act. Because he's that person who I'm not changer in terms of in different environments and around different people. So I was scared, and this was around exam. This is summer. I shouldn't say that. Mm. It was such a situation. This guy, I was going to be seeing him, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure, Kuti. I'm a farisere. When he then, like, how is he going? Because that's what I was unsure. But then when he then acted cool, I was like, okay, automatically.
Okay, we're cool.
Yeah. So yeah, I think, I don't know, that is how I do. I feel like people should just don't overthink it as well. That I think that's the greatest poison to really then acting sticky and open afterwards. Because what you're thinking, you'll be surprised the next person is thinking the same shit. So relax.
Not when you receive a long message, you know that it's going to be awkward.
Okay.
I really thought that you and me had something special, but
I feel like
the last couple of days have taught me.
You need to set it straight. That's why you need to paint the picture for that person.
You haven't received a long message in your life.
I have.
That's more awkward, right? Receiving a long message from a guy.
For me, it's not even over text. It's just in person. I wasn't ready. I wasn't informed. It was awkward.
You know, it's in you.
But no, guys, I promise. But I feel like sometimes why we then feel so pressured and overweight is because we're constantly trying to consider other people's emotions. We're both adults. We know what we're doing, as much as it may feel awkward afterwards. So really, at the end of the day, you sending me a long text and I'm not feeling what you are feeling.
I want to send you a long text right now.
I see your text, I hear where you're coming from, but unfortunately, that's not where I'm not there. Yes, fine, Munuacho may take it as that, but listen, I've been honest with you. That should be said. I am very, you know, on this whole saving myself stress. Why should I constantly try and butter you up and just pass pressure? I don't know. Call it heartless, but it works for me.
When I break up with
Does it work for the other person?
Well, I'm sure because, you know, obviously when you tell someone, you know, so what's next? You're kind of pouring out your emotion to someone. So obviously when someone then tells you I'm not thinking the same way you are, obviously it's going to suck. It's not a nice feeling. But at least Walt's got your wadisha.
I ain't going to go upang blue tick. That's the best thing.
But my point is, even though
I'm blue tick, I'm not going to go
upang. No, I mean, the best that I can, my best response is probably a blue tick, yeah.
It works.
Because I feel like, guys know my mouth.
Wait, who are you blue ticking? Sorry, the person who sent you the letter.
Long message, yeah.
I need to talk with her because there's no confusion. Because those are the same, especially for a guy, he's the same nigga who then wants to tell the other nigga who I'm trying to smash. Could he
hate
this?
Hey!
You know me and her have something.
This is when you call the marinator.
Who are you then going to marinate though?
Wow.
In my situation, it's a
real guy. Heroes don't need capes.
Marinate your guy.
They just need a Benz, you guys.
But yeah, but I think also another thing, just try and not be in that situation.
Anyway.
Of hooking up.
But sometimes in general, when you hook up with the wrong person, it's usually there's someone who's supposed to be with, but this person is unpatikable.
Mm-hmm. That's how you end up in
this. You know, one of those, you had a chill session, right?
Just
listen to the dancing. You had a chill session. See a girl and you're eyeing her. You know, you're planning to make
more.
And maybe now
when you walk in, be like, I didn't know you guys are bringing a jiggy jay.
You say I'm heartless.
No, I know he's heartless.
I didn't know that trick.
That's bringing
a clown, see?
And usually, if the six is fire, Pagadaro, thank God.
I don't be bro. I don't think Thank it God. Will be. Because the moment you're with them, guy, in my mind,
I hear a theory that says ugly chicks have bomb pussy.
Yeah, because they say hair tightness could equal. I asked you. That's what I saw. I said, I was like, oh shit. Okay, as a guy.
Oh shit. But
I think as a guy, he should answer this.
But
does it matter? Like,
there are a couple of guys who were saying, putty. There's that one chick you don't want your homies to see. She's like,
bomb pussy, but shit. Yeah. For public display.
No.
Guys, don't go zero. I don't want to go. 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 I
don't want to go. I
don't want
to go.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, there's some niggas like Asha, you know, my bitches don't even know I fucked that guy or that particular guy, but yeah. But don't go.
I don't know where to fight him there.
Yeah,
but I think for me, if I'm hiding a nigga, it's because I'm not trying to create drama. Not
because once when I'm not introduced to my friends, I would think that would be in there.
No, besides that, like, I feel like sometimes, like, once certain people know you're fucking a certain person,
guys, tell us how you diffuse your awkward moments when you wake up on the wrong side of the bed. On the wrong bed.
The wrong bed.
It's even a bed.
It's even a bed. Maybe it's the car seat.
Oh, shit. But
yeah.
You know the seatbelt. Why would you seatbelt?
No, you know that thing that you clip into. Change it to a seat.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How
do you know this?
Anyway.
Oh, this Jayla.
Segment is over.
So check you out next time, guys. Always keep it locked on Ayeno.fm. The channel is The Capital 263. You can also find us on iTunes. It has been wonderful. I am the Queen Dre.
But when is Tagura censoring the HSC? I know. It's out of the question.
Postponed and then it just died out.
Okay. Yeah, I meant to do that.
That just reminded me.
But wait, you have your show going on.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
But there's another fill up the Mbare item cap. But we'll talk about it on the link, you guys. Be sure to check out the new web show
on social media.
The hashtag is @linkzw everywhere. And also follow us.
Yes.
Linked to Cooper Zinuka for Tuesday. Cooper free lunch, airtime, Chichi.
It's your girl Lala, the best you've never had.
And I'm the Queen Dre, the unlimited.
One word, small letters.
The unlimited edition, and we've been hanging with ATG the animator. Follow him on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, GGG. All of that.
Watch out for his show.
Yeah, it's great, guys. You're fun.
We know.
I will call you the studio too later. Something.
Have
you check good? I know.
Matter, but. Capital 263.